News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
The decision of Ulster Bank to pull out of the Irish market sent a negative message around the world about the cost of doing business in Ireland, and our image as an attractive location for international business to thrive has been harmed. That was the view this week of the former head of the NTMA and the current chair of Goodbody Stockbrokers, Michael Summers. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue, do you agree with Michael Summers?
I do agree that the withdrawal of Ulster Bank will have repercussions and did send a signal regarding how large banks view Ireland. But on the other hand, that signal has to be seen in the context of a country that is seen as enormously attractive to invest in and that has been able to retain a huge amount of foreign direct investment for many decades. So it is something for us to think about and act on in the future. But overall, we are in a strong place with regard to international investment and large employers in Ireland.
Okay, what was the signal that Ulster Bank sent out? They didn't want to do business here. They couldn't make money here, I suppose, was their message.
Well, the message and the decision that was made by NatWest is that they could not make enough of a return on a very large amount of money they had invested here in Ireland. And while I would take a different view to Michael Summers on the broad signal it does send out about Ireland to others, because we are in a very strong place from an international investment point of view. On the other hand, we do need to reflect on what has happened here and why. This is a company that had been located here in Ireland for over a century, and they decided to leave. There are many, many other companies that are really important to our country that have been present in Ireland for a lot less time, and we need to ensure that we continue to have an environment here in Ireland that keeps large employers here, that we don't take the role of large employers within our economy for granted. Maybe in the Ulster Bank decision, there's something in there for us to reflect on in terms of decisions we could take in the future.
Well, I think one of the things Ulster Bank, they didn't say this, but one of the things I presume that was a factor in their decision was the amount of reserve, and without getting too technical about it, the amount of reserves they of capital they had to hold. And the reason for that is because there's almost no house repossessions in this country. That is why banks are forced to keep such large reserves. And that is something that the political system has demanded, almost no repossessions. Are there lessons to be learned from that? Nobody, by the way, is suggesting people should be turfed out of their family homes willy-nilly. But there is far less repossessions of houses here than there are in any other country in Europe. Is that something that we need to factor in? And is that something the political system needs to be cognizant of?
Every decision you make has consequences. And here in Ireland, we, and I believe correctly so, place a very, very high value on protecting those who own a home, who find themselves in difficulty paying for that home. And I believe it's really right that we do protect that. However, in addition to making that decision, it is one of a set of ingredients that do mean that our banks keep a lot of money on their balance sheet, again, without getting too technical, that in turn does affect the willingness of banks to invest within our country and the amount of profit that banks can make within our country. And the reason why that is important is ultimately how much profit any employer can make is a big factor then in how many people they can employ and how willing they are to be located within a particular country. And what I think we just need to be aware of here is that we're really successful in having lots of large employers within our country. We've never taken that for granted. We shouldn't take it for granted in the future, because those employers, combined with well-run finances before we went into the pandemic and the role of the European Central Bank, those three factors are critical in helping Ireland deal with the awful effect of this disease.
Okay, where are you pointing the finger here, Minister? Is it populism in the political system that you're talking about here? Who's in danger of taking for granted the prosperity we have, the multinationals that are here?
Well, I've always been enormously critical of populism and the threats that it can pose to Ireland. I'm very critical of it because it puts forward, you know, very simple solutions, particularly at times of great challenge and great difficulty, that do sound very alluring, but in the longer run can do huge difficulty. And it's absolutely the case here that the far left, particularly the far left that would aspire to get into government, many of the points that Sinn Féin make and have made in our recent past, do take for granted the fact that we have large employers that are critical to how we can pay for the public services that we have. And if we take those employers for granted, which we don't here in Ireland, this government doesn't, the people who work for those employers don't take for granted either, it does have repercussions. And ideas, for example, like saying we want to cap mortgage interest rates, ideas like, for example, that we can't allow any loan book sales, that we can't allow efforts be made to deal with non-performing loans. Many of those arguments do have a huge attractiveness to them, but we have to get the balance right. And if you don't get the balance right, it can have consequences for jobs in our country and investment in our country. And I'm not saying for a moment that is the reason why Ulster Bank left here Ireland, I am pointing to the fact for a broader debate being needed regarding the factors that keep our economy going and are making a huge contribution to work in our country when we need it and the need to
Sinn Féin would say, yeah, of course Fine Gael would say that because you're in cahoots with big business.
And that is exactly the kind of charge that undermines our ability to protect that which is most important about our economy at the moment, which is the value of having national finances that are healthy, the value of protecting inward investment in our country and large employers, and also recognising that being in the euro and the role of the European Central Bank, while it does bring constraints at times, it's ultimately our greatest security at a time of huge risk. I'm not in cahoots with anybody. I'm not in alignment with any kind of elite. My job is to try to ensure we've enough income, we've enough wealth here in Ireland to afford a decent standard of living for our country. And that's at the heart of any decisions that I make and have made over recent years. And what is happening at the moment does remind us of the value that large employers can make to our country and how essential it is to have national finances that are safe. And we're seeing the value of those things at the moment.
Okay. Minister, just before we go, I know you've been busy this morning. You may not have even had time to look at the Irish Times poll this morning, but the headline on the front page, strong public support for lifting lockdown as soon as possible. Is that a realistic goal? Is that a realistic a dream for people here, do you think, at the moment?
Well, I just heard what Dr. Henry said earlier on in his interview there with Ciara, and he did emphasise that, for example, with regard to the schools, that will go ahead. We recognise the huge value of it to parents, to and most importantly to our young girls and boys at the moment. Shane, we will get through this. I know how hard it is for so many because this has been going on for so long. But if and when we continue to implement the public health guidance that we are doing at the moment, it will allow us, combined with our vaccination programme, to gradually and safely reopen our country and get our country back to work. We are able to do it, and I believe we will do it as we make progress through the coming weeks and months. But it is going to be gradual, and it is contingent on our continued efforts to beat the disease.
Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Coming up, Ireland aim to...